So one of my favorite characters in the show is Old Lace.
Yes.
So cool. and I was reading online that in the first season she was created with, you know, a mixture of CGI and puppetry.
Yeah.
In season two, was there any differences in terms of bringing Old Lace to life?
I mean, everything is mostly the same. There was one pretty big change, but that's a huge plot spoiler, so I can't tell you. But at one point, she has a different skin. I'll tell you that much. I can't tell you anymore. But it was scary seeing the separate Old Lace skin just on, like, a mold, and just seeing this, like, no-eyed Old Lace skin standing around.
So when you're pushing the car,
yeah.
What's actually in there?
So there were a couple takes where the full puppet was in there, and I was really, really struggling. And you can kind of, I don't know if they edited, they probably edited it perfectly, but I remembered watching playback. In some of them, I'm, like, several feet behind. And then in other, we have, like, two versions of the puppet. That's, like, the full one and then, like, a little blocking one that's not as heavy. And then for some of them, it was that. And then for the very wide, like, drone shots, it was just balloons. So I was running full speed with the balloons.
So how did you like the dynamic that developed over season one with Chase and Gert?
I kind of love it. I love the slow burn, and I loved that it got to be the girl unapologetically pursuing the guy. She could be kind of like the quirky, hopeless romantic and not feel shame for it. She never really, or I don't think she ever really feels like she's in the wrong for pursuing someone that someone else would dub like out of her league. She just knows what she wants, and she pursues it. She's a strong lady who goes after what she wants. So I was very happy that she got her way.
Can you speak to the relationship between Molly and Gert in season two now that their parents are kind of out of the picture?
I mean, it's a very interesting dichotomy between the two ways their stories are progressing, because Molly never had parents and Gert just lost her parents. But it's still very different what they're going through. And they're both kind of rediscovering family in a new way that I think together is very, very powerful. But also there is a separation that they haven't quite figured out yet that is very interesting to explore throughout the season.
So what was the difference of coming into season two versus season one? Like, were you nervous season one and now more comfortable yet going into the show?
I think there was like a new kind of confidence after we had seen it, where we knew what we were doing, we knew the tone, and we knew ultimately that it was worth it. Like, the hours that we had put in last year were worth it because we put in twice as many hours this year, so we had to know that it was worth it. And that was a huge thing too. The hours were immediately crazy. Our very first day on set this year was the day of the pushing the cart. So it was like a 14-hour day of just running constantly. And we were like, okay, we're setting the tone pretty early that we are the runaways and there is action and the stakes are much higher. But we had all kind of a little bit been told what we were going to do. I mean, like in episode 10, I say very explicitly, I've lost my medication. So I got to spend my hiatus learning about withdrawal from that kind of medication and talking to people and doing research and also just like investigating within myself like what that anxiety would be like. So we came back very strong, and I'm really excited to see what we've put out there.
In terms of research with the character, obviously it's an adaptation, but have you checked out any of the actual comic?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I read the first two issues because, you know, after the second issue, once a certain character leaves, there's no point in continuing. Leaves. but I've read those first two issues to get to know Gert a lot. And now with the new Rainbow Rowell comics, I've been very interested to see, you know, who's back, what's she doing? and I think they've been extremely helpful. And Brian K. Vaughan has been on set, and we know him, and he is also extremely helpful and lovely. Yeah. I ran into him like on the street the other day, and he was just spilling stuff and just talking about how much he likes it and what he wants for the season. And it was really exciting to get to hear his perspective after watching the first season.
So now that you guys are runaways, is it a different feeling? Like now, like kind of you're in the meat of it?
Definitely. The stakes are like way higher, because last year it was the investigation of like all these things could possibly happen, and now they are happening. And it is life and death. So definitely the stakes are higher. You have the team drama still, but it's definitely under different circumstances. We don't really have time to think like, does this person like this person? Are we doing this? It's more like, everything's out on the line right now, and we're discovering the truths about people really quickly, and it's scary. And it was scary as an actor. A lot of the stuff was really challenging. I think you guys have seen up to episode 5. I can't wait till you see what, like, Allegra and Lyrica, honestly, everyone, what they do in the later episodes is, like, stunning. But they, it's just, we were, like, the writers trusted us this year with some, like, really intense material that I'm excited about.
Going back to Gert's anxiety, we know in season 2 that they're all kind of living in the hostel, which is kind of a chaotic environment. How does that kind of influence the team dynamics?
It definitely influences the team dynamics, especially when we're learning how to be superheroes. When we're training and stuff like that and doing our first, like, missions, it's really hard for Gert to adapt to this new lifestyle. And especially, you guys have seen up to episode 5, right? Yeah. And especially with, like, you know, outsiders coming in and, like, there being kind of constant threat over, like, the dynamic and the family that is kind of Gert's support group, it becomes a very scary situation really quickly.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I have a rapper. But I don't hear